we now call the art of the deal. I know, it seems cruel to pepper the president with questions about Trump always chickens out. Nasty questions, he points out, when all he's doing is negotiating. Stock market roller coaster follows every reversal judiciously. One day up when the tariff threat is lifted, next day down when the tariff is back on. All head-spinning stuff, but probably exciting for you day traders. Small businesses, eh, not so much. Anyone who has their retirement funds tied to the market, kind of a scary ride these days. Consistency, Emerson told us, is the hobgoblin of little minds. But I'm not sure Ralph Waldo would assume inconsistency is the paragon or parakeet of big minds. Sometimes it looks more like just a confused state of mind, possibly the result of wee morning tweeting and social media overdose. Nevertheless, rest assured these aren't daily reversals, they're negotiating tactics, not tacos. Of course, if it looks like a chicken, squawks like a chicken, and poops chicken shit endlessly, it might really be a chicken. Half the news that floods through my newspapers and internet feeds is a reversal of yesterday's reportage. Taco is angry with Putin one day, gonna be dire consequences. Next day there's rumors of a breakthrough and possible peace meeting, followed of course by the news that Putin has scaled up the assaults, and you know tomorrow's flip-flop. Deja vu all over again, and again, and again. Maybe the strategy is to wear we, the public, out. So much Trump all the time. Who needs Big Brother posters plastered in the public plaza when we have the media covering every back and forth of this tennis match with itself? If the goal was maximum media attention, the taco has definitely succeeded. If your head is spinning like an accelerating gyroscope, welcome to the chicken coop.